show you how to pack through. Give me girl, tell me do you like that? Who's she?
My girl got a girl too.
Okay, you know my girl's got girls too. I'ma show you how to pack through.
What's good, Portland? You know it's 7 up in here. Thanks to Nick Dizzy on the slaps. I got the homie Josh in here. I got the homie Jalen in here. I got Michaela in here with her little sister, man. You know we got to start off with some bass stuff. Y'all don't know about the pack. We out here. I'm going to let y'all listen to this real quick.
Sexy Amy in the rain with the scrape thing, hydroplaning. And girls, I like my Asians. Bright skin, light skin, I love my Dominican. Damn right, pop on a track, I'ma rip again. Beat slap, give me racks, home run, hit again. Please, the next time you see Dot Smith again, pay attention to the way the ice glistening. In the baby pitted game, real shady. In the club, see more signs than I-80. Give me girl, tell me do you like that? Who's she?
My girl got a girl too.
Okay, you know my girl's got girls too. Come to the back, I'ma show you how to pack through. Give me girl, tell me do you like that? Who's she?
My girl got a girl too.
Okay, you know my girl's got girls too. Come to the back, I'ma show you how to pack through.
Gon' she a girl, you freak noodle. Two slang words, come kick a boodle. It's payday like nuts and caramel. Give me that pity pat with the pearl. On the dance floor, I move like Lambo. Ice cream scoop, three scoops, then go. Tastes like chocolate, matter of fact, Rocky, no. I don't eat it, I beat it. I'm a boss, you could tell by the swaggy. And my chick, she like what I like. She buy more fun for me. She attach more to the VIP, man. We drink, we sit, we party. Limelight, strobe lights like diamonds. Prince, man, I run it. Now I can tell a girl this and she won't even trip.
Give me girl, tell me do you like that? Who's she?
My girl got a girl too.
Okay, you know my girl's got girls too. Come to the back, I'ma show you how to pack through. Give me girl, tell me do you like that? Who's she?
My girl got a girl too.
Okay, you know my girl's got girls too. Come to the back, I'ma show you how to pack through.
Ask the ladies, they know how I get down. Damn, little B, hey, yeah, yeah. Gonna sit down, pretty little gonna kiss me. So I bet I hit Mars on a frisbee. Better learn B, cause in class I'm history. Going dumb wasn't just me, it was 6'3", 8'6". Wanna get green like the Matrix, man, cause it ain't thing. Get a facelift. Been parties, arriving the spaceships. New phone, new ice, damn, I'm impatient. Eyeline jewelry, keep it from the basics. In a big grip, see the room so spacious.
And we're back here for episode 7 of Combined Culture Radio. You already know it's your host, Tevin, right here, man. And I got the homie Josh in here, straight from New York. But you already know he holding it down out here in Portland. I got the other homie, Jalen, in here. And I got Michaela in here. You already know we live. It's lit. Episode 7, which is big. You know, the homie Victor just dropped that new video, Coconut Oil Shawty, man. Y'all need to go check that out. But yeah, Jalen, that's the homie Victor, man. What you think about the homie video? Which goes that's hard, by the way.
Friend. That's my best friend.
Best friend.
Nah, that's we talking, already. That's that black excellence, bro.
Nah, it's a beautiful video. Well, very well shot. Good scenery. I could tell, like, whoever was the creative director had some pretty good work done on it.
Oh, yeah. I think the creative director sitting
over
here.
Who was that? Who was that, Tevin Tavares?
Hey, man, you already know. You already know,
nah,
bro.
It was a well shot video. We're going to go check it out. Go support the homie Victor.
You already know, bro. The homie Vic, man. I'm proud of him, bro. He always killing it. It was definitely a great process to really help him and definitely help the greatest Nick. Nick is one of the coldest videographers out here in Portland. I swear to God, shout out to him. But yeah, man, we always just hooking it up. Victor's this first video, which is legendary. Not so many artists get such a dope treatment for their first video, which is major, man. But yeah, bro, Josh, we got the homie in here, man.
What's up?
Hey, bro. Now, I know you just got back from the Caribbean, man.
It's true.
So, bro, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Tell us just kind of where you grew up, bro. Your story, man. I know you traveled a lot, bro, but talk to us, man.
All right, man. So, I'm from New York. I grew up in the Bronx basically my whole life. Spent some time in Mount Vernon, too. I was traveling this summer. I went to the Caribbean on a grant from my school to write poetry, which was fire. And I got to go.
Bro, can you spit us a verse right now, bro?
A verse of poetry, bro?
Bro, yes, bro.
They not ready for that, bro. They not ready for that.
Bro, you playing games.
They not ready for that, bro.
If you don't give me a verse, give me at least like a little slight freestyle, bro.
A poetry?
Nah, bro, just a rap.
Free verse.
Poets can
free
rap, verse, you know what I mean? Poetry is rap.
I hit you with a little poetry, bro. I'm not gonna spit bars for you.
Go ahead.
Oh, he's going.
I'm trying. I will. I'm trying to pull something up like Drake right now. On the phone, you know what it is.
Come on, bro. This man over here taking so long, bro.
Bro, you know my phone is.
You put him on the spot.
Yeah,
man.
You put me right in the spot.
Now, as a poet, bro, as an artist, you should already have it in your head, bro. Jay-Z
not
said
everyone works like that.
Are you
Jay-Z said he didn't write
Are
stuff.
Are you an artist?
Not everyone's Jay-Z.
I hit you with something that I wrote when I was real young. I wrote this when I was like 15 or 16, but the first thing that comes to mind.
Let's hear it.
Hard call, so dark as an abyss. Grew up father figure missed, cause pops was just like morning mist. Evanescent, always disappearing for a while, but returning with a smile like he wasn't acting vile. Funny. That's it.
Hey, bro, that
I forgot
was
the
hard,
rest,
though.
Bro.
That was hard, yeah. Hey, nah, but I appreciate that, though, man.
Definitely.
Shout out, definitely, bro. Like, I know we were talking about this outside before we came in, but shout out to, I think her name is Sloan Steffens.
Yeah.
Bro, she's really just the GOAT, dog. Like, it always feels good to just see another black woman, other than Venus or Serena, take the throne, man. Like, it's really, really good, bro. Like, I was juiced when I saw that. What's your thoughts on that, bro?
Do we really gotta call it a goat already? Like,
bro, we got, bro. But the thing is, bro,
people
like
just
she,
be throwing goat around like is
bro.
Not,
but she
like,
beat
nothing,
Venus
bro.
Though.
That, so,
bro, she okay, bro. I think she's what 23 years old.
She's young.
How old is Venus,
bro? Venus is like maybe in her 30s.
Okay, late 30s. Towards the end of her career.
Yeah, but that's still, true. Though, that's
bro.
A good point.
That's I mean, okay. That's true.
And it wasn't Serena.
That's and true. I'm not trying to knock her achievement, but you can't just be calling people goats when they just won one cup. Like, how many have both of them?
I never said she was the goat.
You
bro.
Said you literally. We can go over the audio right after the bro, show. But anyways, I'm not gonna nitpick your speeches like that. But no, I think it's a huge accomplishment. I mean, she grinded
woman.
And yeah, I mean, what do you expect when you put in the work and you're gifted with the talent she has, and then you excel mm-hmm. in your area of sports and it paid off for her. So
it's definitely admirable, especially because yeah. she's not only excelling in a sport, but she's excelling in a very white sport, a sport that's yeah. traditionally been very close Facts. To black people, maybe even especially black women. So definitely it's nothing but love and respect for her.
Well, okay, so I don't know that much about tennis, but why would you guys say that it's closed off to black people?
I'm gonna break it down right now.
You think it's more
I'm gonna break it down and then you break it down.
Okay, please do.
I would say definitely that it's just like in a way why there's not a lot of blacks in baseball. And I think because at a young age it's hard to afford like the amount of like requirements and like the classes and the tennis clubs. Like I feel like low-key, and you guys can disagree with me, but I feel like low-key on purpose it's because of that, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say on purpose. Excuse me. Well, for one, baseball, there are decent amount of black people in baseball.
No, there's
yes,
not.
There is. And then, two, like access to baseball, like you just need a bat and a ball and a glove.
There's
a lot of black people playing football. You need a helmet, pads, shoulder pads.
Nah, bro.
Let me break it down in a different way. Because I
think it just has to do more of like a cultural thing and like what sports are accepted more in the black culture.
I think that's part of it, but I actually think Tevin is kind of right too, because the equipment for tennis is expensive in a prohibitive way for a lot of like young black people and young black families. And I don't think baseball was necessarily the best example, but definitely there are other sports that are similar, like hockey and lacrosse. Like those are things that not a lot of black people play, not only because of the like cultural differences and people like mocking you when you do one of those sports, but also because like hockey equipment costs mad money and so does lacrosse mm-hmm. equipment. And I feel like it's similar for tennis.
I've played tennis since I was 12 years old.
Sorry. Also, hockey's played in cold places.
It's true. But nah, they play.
Oh my God.
They play.
What? I was just saying that's just a fact.
Bro, so there ain't no black people in cold places?
I never said that, Devin. I never said that, Devin. Did I say that?
Mm. Bro, but you just said that. And hockey is played in a lot of cold places.
I'm just stating
but
obvious
we just
facts.
Said that. We just said that.
Stating
we
obvious
just
facts,
said,
man.
We just said that black people. You don't have access to playing hockey. And he said, well, there is.
Let's just move on.
Black people don't like cold weather, bro.
I never said that. I can't speak for a whole race and a population.
Nah, that's true. That's true,
bro. I don't think anyone really likes cold weather. Well, there are some people.
Yeah, though. Bro, there is people that like cold weather that don't like the heat, bro.
But I will say, going off of what you said with tennis, though, from what I know about tennis, it's a pretty like club-centered sport.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So sure. Like they have facilities and yeah. stuff, and it's more of like a social experience, kind of like golf, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So I could see how you Black people in general in America are in a lower socioeconomic status, and they wouldn't have as much access to playing that sport.
Yeah. I mean, bro, like growing up, like we had, I played on an all black baseball team. Like in every.
So did I.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, why do you think that when it comes to like a higher rank, we see like less blacks?
Well,
like especially like in college, like why is that? You know what I mean?
Even in high school. Like how I feel about it. It's like, okay, it's a similar reason why America doesn't dominate in soccer. It's because black athletes are typically attracted to sports that black athletes typically play. Yeah. It sounds like a weird like.
Nah, you know, it's definitely.
But it's like people want to play basketball and they want to play football. Right. If you don't play either of those, like have you ever been to a baseball game in high school? You don't get as much attention if you're playing baseball in high school.
It's also like actually, people tell you that like it's actually, weird that you're doing these other sports.
Yeah. No, it is. But correction, I did go to a baseball game in high school.
How lit was that compared to?
Bro, it was high school A's game. So it was biggest, dumb lit. It was dumb lit. It was our high school A's game.
Compared to the most lit football game.
Bruh.
Okay.
All right.
That's just how I'm breaking it down.
I'm just saying.
Because I feel like baseball is just not a very attractive sport to a lot of people. No, and they just true. Don't want to play it. And I don't know. That's just my opinion on it.
Man, bro. I don't know. But Josh, let me ask you a series of deeper questions on your travels, bro.
Yeah, deep. Bro. Hear me.
Bro, so can you break down to us? I remember me and you were texting, but you were in the Caribbean, man, in St. Vincent. But can you break down to me just like what was the top five things that kind of you took back here? Now that you're back in the States, what are the top five things you learned this summer, like while you were traveling, bro? Because a lot of people, they take summer as grind time and they come back in the fall and they're a completely different person. Yeah. You know what I mean? So kind of break that down.
I don't know, man. It's going to be hard to distill it down to five things purely, but definitely it was a wonderful experience getting to like go back to my mother's country and like see where we came from and experience in a real way. Because I was there for like 7 weeks. I was living there the whole time. I wasn't even living in like the main city. So experiencing that was crazy. Seeing the way that they live over there was tight too. I mean, I kind of expected it to be really different from how we live in America. Like I was bugging. I was like, I was surprised when everyone had Instagram and everyone had like an iPhone or a Galaxy.
Bro,
what
was the thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why are you so surprised, bro?
I don't know. I guess I just like, I thought maybe not the quality of life would be that different, but like, they wouldn't be as attached to it, you know?
Do you think that it's society out here in America that makes us think that way?
Yeah, definitely.
Why
definitely.
Is that?
I don't know. You kind of get these like media influence views of other countries, especially countries that are like poorer. And so like St. Vincent is definitely an up and coming Caribbean country, but it's not like well known in the way that Jamaica is, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I guess I was influenced in that sense, but yeah. Five main things.
Come on, bro. I know you were.
That's a tough one, bro. Like people don't just go on a trip and be like, I'm gonna write down the five things I learned from this. Like, that's a hard question, and that's a lot. Like five, like maybe three. Like
all right, give me like two more things, bro.
All right, yeah. So definitely tight getting to go back and see where my family came from. Also, beautiful experience to learn about a different culture, like period. So that was something crazy.
Go travel. Go get your passport, actually.
Definitely.
So all those people listening, to the people listening, bro, go get your, to the homies, man, go get your passport, man. Go
Everybody travel. Should have a passport. Facts. And if they have the chance, should travel a little bit. Because I really think it opens up your eyes to not only the world, but also to things that you should have realized when you were at home. Like,
facts.
So there's that. And then I would say soca, which is like a kind of Caribbean music similar to reggae. Mm-hmm. Fire. Y'all need to get on that. Y'all are sleeping.
Put me on,
bro.
Put me on.
Y'all are sleeping, bro.
Bro, Drake put me on all the Caribbean stuff.
Don't say that.
Oh my God.
You disrespecting me, right?
Who
now,
why did he just say that, bro?
I don't know, bro.
This dude is like the biggest Drake fan ever, bro.
Hold on, bro. I am not the biggest Drake fan.
You're one of the biggest ones I know.
No, bro. First of all,
you probably got a Drake poster over your bed.
No, bro. No, yeah. If anybody is that, it's Zach Cross, bro.
Nah, you definitely press Drake way more.
No, I don't, bro.
You giving like 20 shout outs to Drake since the show started.
Bro, look, first of all, to get into the Drake topic, bro, do you guys, I mean, bro, I appreciate.
Now we got a Drake topic.
No, the thing is, like,
the thing is,
bro, like, nah. I mean, I really do appreciate, bro, for like what he's done, like with More Life. You know what I mean? More Life going into. More Life. bringing other subculture and other genres into his music.
Oh yeah, he's definitely doing it big with that. I mean, look at WizKid. You got WizKid.
And WizKid goes hard, bro.
And like now like that Nigerian, like, I don't know what type of music you call it. Like, I don't know what to label it.
Yeah, I know who you're
talking. I just call it like Nigerian.
Don't do that.
It's Afro. It's Afro beats.
Don't do that.
It's fire.
Don't just say that Nigerian.
It's Afro beats, bro.
Fire, bro.
No, bro.
It's Afro beats,
bro. Nigeria is just a country in Africa, bro.
So
just say Afro beats. You can't. That
sounds dumber. Africa's a continent, bro. Like, there's so many different.
That's not that crazy calling that. I'm pretty sure it's called Afrobeat.
I'm pretty sure it's called that too.
Whatever. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, it's cool how, you know, he's exposing the world to a lot of different genres and places of music, because everyone just looks at us for music, the U.S., and people don't realize that good music could come from other places as well.
It can, bro. Mm-hmm. It can. I mean, if you look at what Drake's doing, I think that a lot of people, you got people like LZ. I hate you, LZ. But I mean, people go out to London, like, for instance, like Cam and my homies Cam and LZ, they went out to London recently, and now they're all saying Ting and all this UK influence. Like, everybody wants. I mean, Josh, you've been saying that for a minute,
bro.
Is that a UK thing?
That's like Ting? it's kind of a UK Canada.
Oh, word.
It's probably Kenny.
It is.
Kenny's probably calling.
Let's listen to this caller. Oh, where do I pick it up? On there? Bro, we ain't even gonna pick up the we ain't even gonna pick it up, bro.
Nah,
we good, bro. We don't need to hear that, bro. I know who it is too. But yeah, bro, as I was saying, like, it's just always cool to just see the influence that Drake has been able to I get. Oh, bro, combined cultures, there you go. Drake is combined. I mean, it's just a little pun, but I mean, Drake, that is what he does, bro. It's combining cultures, bro, for a holistic one unity, man. And that's kind of what we do, bro, in a way.
How?
Oh, Drake?
No, we do. How do we do?
Bro, see, you feel me? We just get
these. Let the audience know what we do.
All right, so what we do, man, is basically, the homie brought it up today, and I was looking at it recently. For instance, I might have a homie who's Asian and who's a videographer, right? Mm-hmm. I'll connect him to, say, like, one of the other homies who's Black and who's a designer, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you have both of us from different backgrounds, different cities, different nationalities, different economic backgrounds, like, coming together to form one thing and one holistic thing, which is the artwork, whether it could be a video, a photo shoot, anything. So you're combining cultures for a better cause.
Like that. Well put, Tevin.
Bro, I mean,
well,
for real, like, I realized that today, and I was just like, bro, like, I was looking at everything that we've done, right? And it's just connecting dots. Like, oh, bro, I got a homie who films. Oh, word, I got a homie who raps, right? And then all of a sudden, us, we're putting out something like the Coconut Oil Shawty video, where Vic is from North Portland. Nick, I don't know where he's from. He's from Portland as well. I'm from the Bay Area. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the homie connecting the homie to make something. And it's collaboration. It's combining cultures. Which is that it right there,
bro. All right.
Nah, I feel it, man. But Josh, bro, like, back to you. What's that last thing you want to say just that helped, I guess, influence you to where you're at right now off your trip, bro? Like, you were telling me about the sea and the coast, man. Just how good did that look out there, the ocean, just, you know, the nature out there, bro.
Dog, it's crazy. It's phenomenal. It's like, a lot of the beaches there look like something you see on a postcard, because they're it's clear water as far as the eye could see. Like, I was off this island, one of the Grenadines, where you could, like, look directly in. I was on a boat. You could look directly into the water and see all the fish that were around you.
It was, clear. That blue?
Yeah, so clear. And then there are some places on the island with black sand beaches because of the volcanic activity. And that's crazy, bro. When you pull up to the beach and it's all black sand.
Black sand beaches are tight. Yeah, I've been on one before.
It's a very fire. So
the coast of New Zealand.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Yeah, I travel. Let me
find out.
I'll be on planes and stuff.
Right. Okay. Okay.
We all got passports.
So what you think the water is blue or where, bro? And you've been to Hawaii, you've been to New Zealand, you've been to Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Bro, I mean, the water in Hawaii is dumb blue. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy, bro. But yeah, bro, we gonna we know that water is done blue. We gonna let y'all listen to this good old Childish Gambino, man. It's that Telegraph ad, Oakland, man. Shout out to Gambino, bro, on this track. I love this one.
Power 106.
LA, it's your girl, yeah, COTs. Got some brand new music. I need you to turn it up. And let me know what you think. It's Lloyd.
What else are we going to talk about?
Oakland on Power 106.
That's what
I was making Japanese. She's watching DVDs. Oh, now I'm driving up the 5 and she waits till I arrive. Everything that I wanted, only got a drop for the moment. If you tell me, turn around in the morning, for the moment. But you know me, you know how I get when I'm lonely. And I think about you in the moment. But everything you do is so Oakland, so Oakland.
I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go. Before I get to the baby, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to call and you might give me a stay night. You and your feelings, everything you won't say, you tweet it. I didn't mean to lie, baby, at all. So treat it. Can we just roll the feeling? Can we just roll for a minute? Wait a minute. Foot on the gas. I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go. But I'm really not ready, girl, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to fall, and I know you choose to stay now.
All the girlfriends saying, here we go again. Rich kid, but he act like a gentleman. Last one didn't end like it should've been. 2 dates and he still wanna get it in. And they saying it's because of the internet. Try once and it's on to the next chick. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you wanna have at it. When your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic. And you wanna be a mom and I wasn't mad at it. I was thinking about me, I'll be really bad at it. Cause I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai. Yeah, we can try. So let's try.
I took off my 9 to 5, but you still don't have the time to kiss me. Just hit me. And if I left you all alone, would you still pick up the phone? It's iffy. Furniture to move and we'll both be 30 soon. In Oakland, in Oakland. The only one I know is you. So what the fuck I'm supposed to do? In Oakland, in Oakland.
And that was my boy Childish Gambino with that Oakland, man. One of my favorite tracks off because of the internet, man. But we're going to let this caller call in real quick. So, caller, you're on air right now, man. What's good?
Hello. I just wanted to say that this Nigerian talk, you guys, y'all have been talking, is very, very nice. We will take credit for all the music that is coming from the Caribbean. It's beautiful music, this soca. But the question I want to ask your friend, is did he get some of that Caribbean pum pum? I want to know what would the girls like.
Josh,
you're wilding.
Josh, answer that, man.
Nah, it's a dub for that. I can't talk about that on the radio, bro. Who knows who's listening, bro? I'm gonna plead the fifth on that. I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Nah, but I mean we definitely, like I said, like I have a lot of friends from Nigeria. I have a lot of friends from Africa. And it's just, we noticed just that Drake has taken a lot of influence from the motherland. And I definitely appreciate that. And I think it's opening up our ears to a lot of the music down there. And it definitely just put a feel. Oh, did he hang up?
Sounds like your dog.
Oh, he hung up? Bruh, hey, shout out to Mans right there, man.
Shout out to the caller.
To the caller.
Coming through with the out-of-pocket questions. But we live for it, though.
Bruh. Whoa. Dumb lit, bruh. Shout out to that man, bruh. And he had the accent, too. Thick accent, bruh. That's the homie, bruh. Shout out to the caller, man. But yeah, bruh.
I'm sorry. I'm still processing what just happened. All right, let's move on. Hey,
man, that was hilarious, bro. So, man, I'm glad we got listeners, bro. That was lit, bro. Okay. But yeah, bro, I wanted to ask y'all, man, just, bro, over the pack, the reason why I started the show with that pack, man, is just because I remember just how much of an influence that had on me, bro. Like, that Bass Boys album, like, literally just having my backpack and my Vans on and my Levi jeans, like, literally taking the bar to Berkeley and being on Telegraph Ave, like, all the time. Shout out to that hat store on Telegraph. For anybody from the Bay who's listening or who's about to listen this Sunday, man, I know y'all remember that hat store that Fab and all them used to go to and take pictures to and get the fitted hats. I know y'all know that. But yeah, bro, like, just, I was just listening to that. Just like, I remember how much I listened to that during high school, that album in the pack. And like, I was never really like, I messed with like E40, Too Short, Traxamillion, all that. But I feel like I resonated with the pack a little bit more because they were kind of been on that, like, skateboards and scrapers. Yeah. So, still,
they
like,
came through at the time when you was, like, a youngin' in a way that, like, E40 and them didn't.
Yeah,
like,
you was
the perfect age for that to influence you.
You feel me? Like, it was like that, like, you not really, like, selling drugs or anything, but you, like, that kid on a skateboard, you feel me? Like, getting the fitted hats. But it was, like, that perfect mix of, like, skateboardness and hypiness, you know what I mean? Sure. It was lit, and you still wearing your Vans, and then skinny jeans came out, you know what I mean? But can you talk to me? I know Josh, you're from New York. Jalen, you from Portland, man. But can y'all talk to me about how where y'all grew up has influenced you?
Yeah, man. I think about this a lot, honestly, because I just feel like I'd be a completely different cat if I wasn't from New York.
Facts.
I think in a lot of ways, it runs through me. Like, earlier, I was talking to someone. I was like, I'm a New York cat through and through. Like, that's just who I am.
Right.
And I feel like it's influenced me in a lot of ways, definitely. So, first off, I'd say, as a New Yorker, like, New York is very high energy. Everyone's always on the move. Everyone's always grinding. And I feel like that's very much become a part of me. Like, I've internalized that. So even when I'm in Portland, which is like kind of a more low energy, laid back place, I feel like I should be grinding if I'm slacking. Like, I need to be on something. Oh, yeah. So I'm always working hard in a lot of different ways. Another thing is, like, I feel like I'm always on the lookout. Like, anything could happen in New York. There could be a pickpocket, there could be a stabbing, whatever, whatever. So I feel like I'm always alert in a way that, like, some of my friends aren't to what's going on. Mm-hmm. And those are just two quick ways that has influenced me. But yeah.
No, I feel that.
The Big Apple definitely had a big influence.
I feel that, bro. I mean, and we were talking about that outside. I was saying how, like, New York dudes are all, or even females, are always hustling, always on the grind. And I respect that, bro. Like, the two times that I went out to New York, bro, it always came back wanting to grind harder. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Because it's like you want that dollar.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. Growing up in Portland is interesting because you guys came from two, you know, pretty popular areas.
Mm-hmm.
Portland's on the map now, but growing up, like, we weren't really known for anything. Like, people didn't know what Portland, Oregon was unless you watched basketball.
I just thought it was just a bunch of trees and white people.
Exactly, you know, and it's kind of blown up, and it's interesting to see that, you know, because I grew up through all that, you know. Like, by the time I was, like, I'd say started high school up until now, it's grown so much into, like, something completely different than it was before. But yeah, like you said, like, it's pretty laid back vibe over here, and I feel like that's a big part of my personality, is I'm a pretty laid back, easygoing guy. But it, for me, it's hard to say that, like, my actual city influenced me, because I feel like we have such a new and changing culture that it's hard to attach myself to it, if that makes sense, you know, because, like, whereas New York's been there since, you know, the origins of this country,
definitely.
And it's kind of like the hallmark of America, you know. When people think of America, they think of New York usually, or LA, and then the Bay Area, you know, that's just a popular area. You guys got a whole bunch of people that came out of that area who are famous and whatnot. Uh-huh. Portland, we got Nike. That's no, that's like pretty much the only thing that's come out of here. So it was interesting. So, like, I guess, like, more of, like, the influence I've gotten from this city comes from just, like, the I guess you say lack of attention that we get as a city, and then trying to make a name for yourself. So I feel like that's deeply ingrained in myself, is, you know, me trying to make something out of myself and be known for something different, you know, as an underdog and coming up. So that's kind of how I see myself and like how I could connect myself to my city.
So what kind of stuff did you do growing up, if you don't mind me asking? Because like in New York, like we could get up to like a bunch of different things, you know, like coming out of high school, like I could go anywhere in the city, like go to an art museum, go to a bunch of art museums, like do really whatever I wanted if I had the money and if I had the time. But I feel like in Portland, like if I grew up here, it would be hard for me to know what to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we got to get creative. I mean, are you talking about like when I was a kid or like high school?
Bro, all I did was hike, bro.
both.
Yeah, I mean, so like when I like, so I hike now, and I got into that like in high school more so because it just wasn't like a family thing and something that my friends put me on. But when I was a kid, I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood, the park down the street. We had a little neighborhood gang. We just run around. And Tevin makes fun of me all the time for saying this, but like we used to go around like hopping in people's yards, stealing their berries off their trees and stuff. Like, you're right of that up.
That sounded lit, honestly.
It was lit, bro.
And then why I laugh at that is just because it's just like, bro, like that's such an Oregon thing.
Yeah,
like,
it is,
just,
bro.
Let me just go get that berries real quick, bro. Yeah.
We gonna run up on them.
We gonna run steal their berries, steal their fruit.
And run them berries.
Run them berries, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to like say like exactly what we did, because like a lot of people say that from who are from Portland or who grew up here, like there's nothing to do here. Yeah. There's a lot more to do now. Like the main thing people like doing is just going to get food, which is like and played beer. Out to me
and beer,
and beer. Yeah, which you can't do till you're 21. But as a kid, like there's just, I felt like there was nothing out here for me. Like it just felt dry, and then especially when we got in high school, like not much activity to do for under 21ers. You know, like
house parties and such.
Yeah, we had to go to house parties. You guys ever heard of a juicer?
Nah.
Yeah, so we have these things called juicers.
What's that?
My Portland people know what I'm talking about. It's where we go to the park. Yeah. This is highly illegal. Go to the park, and people just roll up. There'll probably be like 50, 60 people there, and people just start drinking.
Oh, we would do that in Central Park.
And they
park
just get
the
trashed,
city.
And then they do it until the cops come, and then you run away from the cops.
We low-key would do that in Central Park. Shout out to my New Yorkers who did that.
Yeah, so that's some hot boy stuff, man.
Bro, it ain't about Central Park out here, man. It ain't about Central Park, bro. You know it's the Bay, man. We in here.
We're in Portland. Get out of here, Tevin.
Man, who cares, bro? We still got the roots up in here, man.
You ain't nothing, bro.
That's man, cool. But go on, Josh.
I feel like when you're a kid in Portland, you live in that Charlie Brown type lifestyle.
Very, very true, yeah.
Very true. Charlie Brown, bro.
Charlie Brown.
With the same fit. With the same fit, bro.
No, I mean, that's what it, like, growing up, and then, like, looking back and like, my childhood now, I just feel like there was such a lack of just surrounding culture.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, like, the environment. It's definitely grown a lot more. And, like, we've talked about this, Devin. Like, a lot of areas have been regentrified. And there's a lot more life in them now. Like, before, like, there's certain streets you just didn't go down because, like, there's a whole bunch of crackheads and, you know, drug dealers and stuff on the corners, whatever. It wasn't nothing too violent or anything like that. But it was just, like, there wasn't much here. And it's grown into something else, you know. Now you could like go out, go to the park, walk around, kick it. But I don't, what did you do as a kid in New York?
So yeah, I mean, there was a certain amount of going to parks and stuff too. Where I grew up though, the parks are kind of dangerous. So
yeah,
after like a certain point, like in Mount Vernon, there's a place called Hartley Park, and like you never went to Hartley Park past dark. Like definitely not.
That was like Woodlawn Park.
Yeah, so
low key rhymes too.
Yeah, exactly. Park,
there goes your poem right there.
Right there, bro. I'm about to write that. So I definitely understand that to a certain degree. What else do we do? I don't know, man. Just get up to shenanigans, like
shenanigans, bro. Yeah. Always getting some shenanigans, bro.
It's like running around doing foolish things, and then in high school, I feel like New York is a little different because hella kids have fake IDs, you know. So in high school, like a lot of kids in New York already started like going to bars, going to clubs, etc. So that's like a little different.
Bro, I feel like y'all was wild out there, bro, as kids.
But see, that's the other thing is like y'all have like a bar scene out there and a club scene. Like in Portland, even now, like we don't have clubs like that.
Like the holla scene, that's about it.
You go to Shake, and I'm not trying to bash on Shake, but like they'd be taxing, man, for like a small area. Like I swear the area in there is like smaller than this radio station. Yeah. And this is a small radio station.
Bro, I mean, it's just Portland's just weak, bro.
Don't
disrespect Portland like that. Dog.
We got some things going for us, Portland, but it's just not cool. Something you typically see in like a big city. It like is. You when you come here, people you got to look for like the right. Like I love going on hikes, which sadly we can't do now because some little kids burned it down. I was there 30 minutes before the fire started on the exact same trail.
Also,
yeah,
that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I was there. Yeah,
awesome, crazy stuff.
Wow, I was like almost trapped out there, and I would have been fighting somebody if I was stuck. That those people had to stay there overnight.
Bro, you could have got your berries.
I'm about to knock you out. But no, like that's one thing. Just Oregonians in general take pride in is our nature.
Oh, it's beautiful here.
Nah, it's definitely beautiful, bro.
And that's a huge part. That was a huge part of me growing up through high school, at least.
When I stepped off the plane in Portland for the first time, I was amazed because I didn't really realize that a city could be like metropolitan and also natural. Like I stepped out in the city, there's greenery all around, the flowers. I came in spring, the flowers were in bloom. It was beautiful. And it's like totally different from New York where you see like a little bit of
concrete
grass.
Jungle,
yeah,
bro.
A little bit of trees every once in a while, but for the most part, straight out concrete.
Bro, I mean, that's the thing that got me was...
But I will say it sucks, though, because growing up as a kid, we had to rake leaves till the day, like, till the end of fall, bro.
Yeah, I have to shovel snow, though, so don't come
We didn't have to shovel snow, but, like, raking leaves is really annoying. Yeah. I have had to shovel snow before, but, like, that's, like, once every, like, 6 years.
Bro, that is... that is weak, having to rake stuff, bro. Because I used to do that back when I was home, bro. Like, I mean, there was, like, trees and stuff, obviously, having to rake stuff, but... I mean, just not only that, but also just picking up just random stuff, like with the leaves, bro. Like, especially when the leaves get crunchy. Like, God, bro, then you got to pick those up, and the rake can't even get through that,
the crunchy
man.
Leaves, they be breaking. I got a question real quick for y'all, though. You know, we're talking about, like, what our city had to do with us growing up, and we're all adults now, and we're on the grind, you know, trying to make a living for ourselves. What would you say, like, out of your childhood or whenever it was that you developed your work ethic? Like, what set the standard for your work ethic?
So I got two phases, bro. So I guess, like, playing sports really got me to develop my work ethic, bro. Like, playing football at a young age. And that really, like, put that discipline in my mindset. Just, like, you got to finish it, whether if it was running gases or anything. Like, I've had coaches. And it was just that really put that hard work ethic in there. But honestly, fam, when I went to junior college, bro, when I went to junior college, that really put the work ethic in me, bro.
Is that right? Because
like, I was really out there grinding. Like, I had class with like people, I was coming from high school, bro.
Was it just kind of like a reality check,
bro? I mean, it was, because I had class, night class, with like people who had actual like families, you know what I mean, like older people trying to get back into school. So, bro, like, that was when I was like, all right, bro, the game's changed. Like, let me start writing down everything, taking notes, all that, because I wanted to not only, like, you know, graduate from community college, but also go to a four-year, bro, and come up here to Oregon.
I feel it.
But that was kind of when the grind really started, bro, like, going to a junior college. Because it's like, you don't want to get trapped there, so you got to grind, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, for me, I feel like a real important stage is going to this scholarship program called Prep for Prep. And basically, like, that helps you get into prep school or private school in the city. And that thing was hard, man. So basically, yeah, for sure. So I worked.
How old were you when you?
I was like in the fourth grade.
Dang.
So, and it's crazy because they have you working a whole summer, taking classes 6 days a week. Like, straight up 9 to 5, you're in class all day.
Your parents had you grinding.
Bro, crazy. Crazy.
You know his mama don't play that, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
She from St. Vincent.
I got Caribbean parents, bro. You gotta grind. So
exactly.
there is that during the summer, and then during the school year, you're taking extra classes. So you're in school, and then you're also taking these extra classes with Prep for Prep, doing like high school level work already. And then you do another full summer. And just to put it in perspective, like, at the end of the second summer, you're like in sixth grade, and they got you writing a 10 to 15 page research paper.
Dang.
Like, as your like capstone project.
Yeah. In the sixth grade?
In the sixth grade, bro.
That's some...
They were not joking around at all.
I will say, just to comment on the differences between like the sides of our country, East Coast is like, education is just top tier.
Except the public school system is
No, that's what
terrible,
I'm saying. Yeah,
bro.
Not the public school system. I'm saying in terms of like, if you get into those prep schools, like, which is like the key to like being successful there, you're set. Like,
yes,
those places set you up for success. Around here, like, they have some prestigious places.
In Portland? Or you're talking about the whole West Coast?
The whole West Coast, man.
I don't know about that.
We got good universities, no doubt.
Nah, bro, because I would say growing up in the Bay Area, there was definitely some prep schools that were top tier, bro, that was sending kids to Cal and Stanford every year.
No, that's definitely true.
That's true, but like I would say, like the like concentration is great on the East Coast, and like I was talking to my homie from Boston. He was saying like there's high school teachers that get paid like six figures.
Oh, bro, definitely.
Like that's
in the prep schools.
In the prep schools, bro.
Getting paid six figures.
There's so much money that
the high schools and the middle school is getting paid like six figures, bro. And this like the tuitions for some of those schools is outrageous.
That's what I'm saying.
One of the schools I went to had like it was like $60,000 a year, dog.
But you're on scholarship.
Poof, you already know that. So
Scally boys.
Yeah, that definitely was something that influenced my work ethic pretty greatly, because I just had to be grinding there. There was
you gotta have a choice.
Yeah, over the weekends, basically like every week, I was up until like 12 or 1 o'clock working, because I had to do my schoolwork and extra work.
Well, yeah, I feel that. And that's, I was thinking about this recently, bro. So I was in the library down the street from my crib, and like I was literally seeing just little kids in there with tutors like grinding, bro. Mm. And it really brought me back to just how important like education is. You know what I mean? Like literally, bro, like it's just like that's so fundamental in your steps when you're younger, bro. You know what I mean? Like these are little kids in there. I didn't see no black kids in there, which I wish I did. But I mean, it was just like I saw this old Asian dude, right? And he was like literally teaching these kids like math and Mandarin, bro. Mm-hmm. And literally it was like four or like five at a table, bro, just in the library posted up.
Yeah,
bro. I mean I was thinking about this earlier today too, like people don't realize, and I think it's something that's become more apparent now, is like kids are able to uptake a huge amount of information like at a level that they don't prepare us for. Like back in sixth grade, I'm pretty sure I was able to like do a lot of the college work stuff. Like I kept thinking in my head, like, oh, college, like, oh, stuff's gonna get so much harder. It's not really that concept. Like it depends on what you get into, obviously. Like if you go do engineering or something like that, or like some deep philosophy, but like there's a lot of basic stuff that they teach you in college and universities that could be taught at lower levels.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's kind of ridiculous that we just kind of like take these little tiny baby steps through, you know, grade school, through middle school.
The education system as a whole.
Because I feel like we could, but like at the same time, because there's like this big rush for like people preparing their kids for college, like starting at a very young age and trying to set them up for success. Do you think there's a point where, you know, you're doing too much and you're kind of taking away from their childhood and letting them explore? Because that's a huge part of education as well. It's not books, but it's just learning just from being out there and being a kid and, you know, doing stuff like stealing berries. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Like, I agree with you, bro. But like the thing that gets me with it is like I feel like you don't really start experiencing until you're like maybe like fifth, sixth grade. You know what I mean? So I feel like those core years when you are younger, I feel like it does make a difference. Like when you are like hard in the books, like learning how to read and write and all that. Like, I don't know about you guys. I mean, Josh, you're an English major, so you're having to read. But bro, I remember when I could finish a whole book in like one day, bro. Could I do that now? Probably not.
I was never able to do that.
I still do that, bro. Over the summer, I was reading a book a day for like 2 weeks, just knocking them out. Yeah. Seven books in 7 days 1 week, six books in 7 days the next week.
Bruh, see, the thing is, like,
six books in 7 days.
And doesn't that make you, that makes you feel good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember when
it gives you more valuable things to think about, I feel like.
No, it does, right?
You know, in terms of just like what, like, on a like second by second basis, when you're going through your day, you know, there's a lot of just random cluttered thoughts going through your mind. When you read books a lot, like, it gives you things to just think about, like, depending on what you're reading. You know, obviously, there's crap you could read, but if you're reading good quality stuff, you could be, like, gearing your mind to work in a more positive way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Teaching your kids to love reading is actually, I think, one of the most important things. To get back to your original question with, like, what you should teach your kids, and at a certain point, does it take away? I think at a certain point it does, but there's definitely things that you should try to ingrain in them. And like the love of reading and the love of learning is a big one on the list for me. Personally, I'm gonna have my kids grinding, dog, taking like all sorts of languages when they're a kid, even if it's just to introduce them to things.
And that's huge.
Yeah, I also agree with the idea of like there are things that you start learning in college that you could be introduced to at a younger age. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel that.
I feel like the main issue, though, because, like, I'm all about, you know, teaching your kids as much as you can, and, like, especially language, that's a huge one, too. But, you know, I feel like I've just been experiencing this with, like, seeing other people's kids and whatnot. When you're guiding your children too much, and, you know, obviously there's a limit, you know, when they're young, you have to guide them. But there, like, comes a time, like, I know, like, parents who, like, put their kids in all these sports and stuff like that, they don't even want to do it. I'm like, right. You gotta, like, let your kid have some type of autonomy.
Yes.
In what they Facts. Do. You Definitely. Know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
Definitely.
I agree. Because, I mean, it lets them.
They gotta become their own person, you know? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it helps.
I mean, you could see it today. Like, if you see, like, any of your friends who are, like, maybe indecisive of what they want to do, you know, that they might have been the perfect student throughout school, and they're like, I don't know what I want to do, because sure. they never really made those decisions for themselves, or they are doing something that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because those decisions were made for them.
Also, if you, like, push too much on your kid, I feel like at a certain point they're going to rebel.
True.
Like,
oh, facts, bro. That's just like, it's just like, bro, if you ever have a daughter, yeah. right? And you, like I've seen girls who literally, like, their dads were real strict, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden it comes high school or college and they're just wild, bro. Wild, and you know what I mean? And it's just like, girl, what's wrong with you? Oh, like, her dad was super uptight, you know what I mean? Like, that's just gonna happen. Facts, yeah. bro.
Shout out to the fact that Tev says wilding instead of wilding. That's how you know he's not from New York, dog.
Wilding. Bro, whoever. These hey, I say
girls
wilding.
Are wilding out here. Bro.
I for sure didn't say wilding.
Bro, you did.
Bro,
you
I
did.
For sure said, bro, I for sure said wilding, bro.
He's a proper one.
Oh, my God, bro. Y'all know dang.
I'm kidding. I'm from Portland. I'm, like, probably the most proper one out of all y'all.
But back to, I remember when we were talking about the influencing, bro, but I just realized this, like, and Josh, probably for you too, like, I feel like if I was to break down my life in a way, it would, in a picture, it would for sure be a collage. Because, like, growing up in the Bay Area, bro, like, I was able to talk to, like, we were eating lumpia, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. and Mexican food, and we were, bro, like, I was just thinking about the other day, I was like, when kids used to, like, have birthdays and they used to bring in food and stuff, like, people were bringing lumpia, soul yeah. food, you know what I mean? Like, I understand. Anything, bro, you know what I mean? So it was just, like, being around so many different cultures, it's like, that's why it's so easy for me to, like, talk to people who are a different nationality than me, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just black and white, it was, like, not black, white, Hispanic, Tongan, Filipino, Chinese, like, Korean. It really just didn't matter, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel that. I also feel like we're lucky in the sense that, like, when you come from, like, a bigger city, not only do you get to interact with a lot of different cultures, you get to interact with a lot of different classes, and that's also something that's, like, definitely influences you.
Nah, but sometimes people have a hard time, like, for instance, like, I guess, no, actually, now that I think about it, you're right. But, I mean, going to different schools as well, like,
yeah, for
you
sure.
may see the kid rolling up in the Benz or the Beamer, and then you see another yeah. kid in the Scraper, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Bro, I drove the Scraper.
Bruh.
At least I had a Scraper, though. Some people didn't have the Scraper. They had the bus pass.
Brother, don't be digging on the... Hey, shout out to AZ Transit, by the way, man. All my Bay people know what AZ Transit is. We for sure used to have that little 31-day pass, bro.
Our passes were boo-boo, man. Like, they didn't give them because I went to Catholic school. We couldn't get them for free.
Dang.
For real?
Yeah, because, yeah, it's only for public schools.
Bro, we used to...
But, I mean, I got a car.
So on some funny stuff, too. Bro. We used to... So, me and, like, the two homies, bro. We used to be in class, right, at, like, and we used to get out of school at 3:15. We was, like, we were, like, 6th grade, 8th grade, right? And we used to get out at 3:15 from school, bro. And literally, like, the bus came at, like, 3:10, bro. Mm-hmm. So, you feel me? So, we used to, like, be looking at the camera, and the teacher would be like, oh, we're going to hold you in. No, I'm like, bro, what is you holding us in for, bro?
You feel me? No, you not.
Like, nah, I'm about to miss that bus, and I'm not about to be waiting an extra 30 minutes. So, bro, I remember there used to be times where literally, like, we would have to, like, sign out, bro, of the school, and we would have to be, like, running, bro, to the bus. Like, I've ran after so many buses in my life, bro.
Definitely. Just booking it after them, Jones.
Well, yeah, bro. Every time I'm in New York, bro, it's always, oh, there goes the subway.
I either walked to school or got
you
gotta
run up the stairs, bro. I hate, bro, my homies in New York, bro. Shout out to the homie Sutton, man, and Rex. We were out in New York, bro, and literally, like, Sutton's like, oh, there goes the subway. You start booking it up. I'm like, bro, first of all, It's cold. I got this big puff jacket on. I got a backpack. You got to over here run. You got to do stairs, bro. It's like full-fledged exercise, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's lit. Get on that.
I experienced it when I went to Sydney to study abroad. I had to catch the transit to school every day. And well, I didn't go to class every day, but when I did go to class, I'd be having to book it because like the stop was like a mile away. Damn. So I'd have to walk over there or run.
You wild, bro. You really wild. Yeah,
wild. Man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Definitely. You really wild, bro. But man, we coming up over here to the end of the show, man. But can y'all really just break down just, you know, what you want to say to the people, man? Like I said, just talk to the people, man, on some closing notes, you know what I mean? Just on what we learned from today's conversation, man, just how our city has impacted us, you know what I mean? Just some closing thoughts for the audience.
Educate your kids, man.
Man, educate your kids. To everybody out there listening, bro, have them pick up a book. Don't be on the gram, bro. Don't be on Twitter, bro.
Don't have them just sit in front of the TV.
Exactly,
dog.
Bro. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Ain't nothing good on TV.
In front of the phone.
Yeah, for sure.
Educate yourself.
Or the iPad.
Yeah, facts.
That never stops.
Never does. Never does, bro. But,
I was going to say something, I forgot.
Come on, bro.
If you're not picking up a book and reading, or like even articles every once and again, bro, you slacking.
No, bro. Journals. I was gonna say
journals. Yeah,
fine. I was gonna say, and we talked about, you know, how our city's made us who we are. You know, find yourself, figure out what it is, who you are, what you want to be.
Go steal some berries if you feel like it.
Go do it. Go do it.
We're not gonna judge you, bro.
We're not gonna judge you. We don't judge you over here. We don't judge people on CC right here, man. We never judge. We never judge the people, because we are for the people. We are the people.
Oh my God, I hate you so much. We are the people.
Bro, we are, bro. We are, bro. We are kings, bro. CC, we are kings and queens, bro. Combining cultures, bro. We do that every day, bro. And we drop films, bro. We drop award-winning films, bro.
That is true.
That is true.
These are facts.
We won a college Emmy, bro. That is an award.
That
bro.
Is a these big fact, facts. Actually.
You mm-hmm. feel me?
Yo, go peep Coconut Oil Shoddy if you haven't yet, bro.
Go peep Coconut Oil.
You need to see that.
Your friends, if you use Coconut
Oil. CC that.
CC that. Facts, bro. CC that.
That's the same.
If you listening right now and you use coconut oil, we already know you went through the whole summer, bro, and your stuff was melted, because I know mine was too, bro.
But I like it when it's melted, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Oh man,
no struggle at all. But when the winter comes mm-hmm. around, bro, you already know that thing. You be like, trying to get a spoon, yes, bro, trying to get it out, bro. Yeah. You already know it'd be dumb hard, bro. I swear to God, bro. But the thing is, man, that I like about it is just, hey, it keeps my skin smooth. I don't put it on my face though, bro. You don't want to put that. You don't want to have your face.
See, a lot of people much. they don't put it on their face because it makes them break out. Me personally, it doesn't make me break out. I put a little bit though, because you don't want to be dumb greasy like you got the Vaseline on.
I'm gonna put y'all on real quick. I actually don't use coconut oil.
Well, what?
I told you, you know,
I can't put that
honey almond butter.
I can't, but the thing is, you're not supposed to put fragrance on your face, though. The thing that got it, I started breaking out a little bit.
Really? Yeah, it doesn't make me break out.
Yeah, I don't break out that much. I do that. I hit cocoa butter. You know what it is.
Oh, man, the OG.
You know what it is.
Come on, bro. You already know the smell good, man.
Hey, get some castor oil in your hair if you real, dog. If you want that to grow nice, put that in there.
Yeah.
Or if you got the phase, man. You feel me? We mess with the phase over here, Durag Gang, man. Gang, that's gang. It, man. Wave cap music. That's all we play. Speaking of wave cap music,
what?
Our next song.
You just make a new genre?
Nah, that's a thing, bro. You never heard about
that's
that?
That's a thing, bro. No. You didn't know that. Wave cap music.
Wave
bro.
Cap music, bro.
That sounds very excellent.
Bro, but we about to close out the show, man, with this last song, bro.
Is this wave cap music?
Nah, this is Portland by Drake. But you know, we had to end it on some More Life. You know what I mean?
That is the corniest cat that I love. Bro.
We had to end it on this More Life, man. Shout out Drizzy Drake, man. Shout out Portland, man. Good night, Portland. Good night, Bay Area. Good night, world, man. Bay Area, I love you. Stand up. I'm putting on.
Hey, don't forget about New York, baby.
Better not never hesitate. Don't come around, think you're getting saved. Trying to show the dogs brighter days. Got a torch, trying to light the way. Biting everybody, which is ironic. Cause your next album probably won't ever see the light of day. Have fans, but you let them down. But I guess it's how you getting down. I'm so high up, I'm like,
how you really getting down?
I could never have a kid, then be out here still kidding around. Boys playing around. Where you really wanna take it now? I got $150,000 for an after party, and I gave it to the killies just to break it down. Bring us up, I never take us down. But if you bring me up, then they might take it down. Fake with me back then, but it's getting hard for you to fake it now. Being rich when I'm 40, man, I'm trying to make it now. Hell no, never let it ride your wave. No, no way, no. Never let it ride your wave. No, no way, no. Park the beam, just to ride the wraith. $10 million, gotta hide the safe. Michael Phelps with the swim moves. Michael Jordan with the tennis shoes. Quavo. Young, I
invented you. Ooh. Ike Turner with the left hand. Ike. Griselda Blanco with the trap moves. Gangland with the right hand. Gang. Undertaker with the tattoos. Dang. Never listen to the classroom. Nope. Switch it up to bit the last Let's moves. Go. I'm a magnet for bad. Mac. You got the going out sad. Ooh. I spent the 50 on the chain. Racks. You spent your last 50. Ooh. I got the key to the streets. Keys. You got the key to defeat. Defeated. I got the key to the war zone. You got the key to the peace. Ooh. Hell no. Never let it ride your wave. Nope. No way, no. Never let it ride your wave. Nope. No way, no. Hard to be, just to ride the rave. $10 million, gotta hide the safe.
We gon' go live, we gon' go live, yeah. We gon' go live, we gon' go live, yeah. Getting loose, yeah. Off a Henny rock and a head of goose. Ocean deep in my swimming pool. Yeah. Doing dead prayers in my living room. Yeah. Taking shots, feeling bulletproof. Fly my roller, told my let's go snorkel. I done boiling, trying to get in her organs. Yeah. No, I did not sign with Jay, but I still send a tidal wave. Yeah. I might just go get the fade, buy the durag and just tidal waves. Yeah. It's lit at the crib, you can stay. Me and Dre kick like kid and play. Yeah. The way that she serving that cake, I gotta sit back and digest. I guess, for the fuck, I'm biased.